Today we're going to talk on our thoughts. Don't know about you, but I think about lots of things. But our thoughts are very important to us. As Christians, God wants us to think good of ourselves, well of ourselves. Not overly thinking, wow, I'm this amazing and I'm not. Knowing who we are, but still thinking positively about ourselves. Our thoughts can propel or hinder us. They can propel us to where we are right now, or they can hinder us where we are right now. They can propel us into the future, or they can hinder us into a good future. You know, we often can't change the past, but we can change our thoughts, and not necessarily our thoughts about the past, but how we're going to deal with what's happened in our past. Are we going to be negative and like Scrooge and like, woe is me and nobody looks after me, so I'm not going to even care for anybody? Or are we going to go, no, I haven't been treated right, but I don't want to treat others like that, so I'm going to be the best that I can be. See the difference? Our thoughts, though, aren't just thoughts. They actually are brought into action when we think about them and we think about them and we think about them. And we have to decide. Our thoughts are just thoughts out there, but we need to decide then, what are we going to do with them? Are we going to even accept what people are saying about us, what we hear, what comes into our mind, what comes into the atmosphere of our lives? Are we going to accept what it's being said, or are we going to reject it? Are we going to think about it and meditate upon it and know how do I deal with that? What am I going to do? Because it's important that we do. I need to choose to change if I want to change to be different, change to be better. We all do. And so the we actually then becomes me. We change the work to the m, because it's me that I need to look at. We can't actually change anybody else, but we can change ourselves. You know, it's a bit of nurture and nature. There is natural people who are more positive. Think of, and I know it's only in a story, Winnie the Pooh. Happy little bear, looking for honey. You know, he can slip over and fall on the honey and go, wow, look at this, I've found more honey. It doesn't deter him. Or you could be Eeyore. Woe is me, it's going to be such a bad day. Nurture, nature. But we can decide, even if I'm a little bit more naturally, less enthusiastic, or I sort of see things going wrong, we can choose, no, I'm not going to be like that. I'm going to be more positive. Why? Not only because God asks us to, but our whole body is constructed in such a way that positive, affirming thoughts help our immunity, help our health. They have done tests, and thoughts can affect the benefits, treatments that we have. They lower the rate of stress and depression. You get greater resistance to infections. The Mayo Clinic has done studies, many of the different, you know, research organizations, universities, and all the labs from hospitals and all the doctors that are doing research have done studies and shown actively cultivating positive emotions can boost the immune system and counter depression. It's an indisputable link between having a positive outlook and health benefits, lowering blood pressure, less heart disease, better weight control, healthier blood sugar levels. Now, I'm not saying that that's all the be all end all and that's all you do. No, if you have other health issues, you need to go and check them all out and do the right things by the correct advice that you're given. But having a positive outlook helps you better, helps you more. You know, Jesus taught us to be positive thinkers. Think of the miracle of the loaves and the fishes. You can go, how's that positive thinking? The disciples come to Jesus and say, oh, better send the crowd home. It's getting late and there's so many people here. We're not going to be able to feed them. They're going to be hungry. Jesus goes, no, hang on a minute. What do we have? And one of the disciples in one of the Gospels says, we've got nothing, absolutely nothing. And Jesus again says, no, what do you have? Someone says, oh, I've got some loaves and fish. Great, I'll use that. I can use that. God often says, what do you got? Because what you have, I can use. Because God can work good out of what you have. And in that instance, he miraculously made more fish, made more loaves, fed 5,000 men, let alone the women and children that they didn't count in those days. God can do amazing things if we give him even the little that we have. Say, Lord, this is all I got, but I'll give it to you. I'll be positive about it, because it's not just being positive, but it's being trusting in God who can do amazing things. You know, it says in 2 Corinthians 10:5, and I love this, we need to capture, like prisoners of war, every thought and true knowledge, and insist that it comes to the throne of the Anointed One. We need to capture our thoughts. I shared this, I think, a couple of years ago at our Heart Conference. If we don't capture our thoughts, negative thoughts, bad thoughts, whatever, because I have them, everybody has them, can encroach on us and can destroy even the day, can make us feel blah, can make us feel sad when we don't really need to. If we capture those thoughts and they, is that what I truly want to think? I read things now in social media and I go, ah, that doesn't sit right with me. I don't think like that person's thinking. So I don't want to go down the same way they're going. I'm going to capture my thought. And just so as an example to try and describe, this is what we need to do every day. Every day we need to do this. Not every day putting on a shower cap. But every day we need to like capture our thoughts and decide for ourselves, do I want to think like this? Do I agree with what thoughts are happening, or do I not agree? If I don't agree, well, then I'm going to push them aside. I'm going to go, no, I don't believe that. I remember when I was growing up, I have an identical twin sister. And some of the teachers that taught us, sad to say, said, so who's the dumb twin and who's the intelligent twin? And my sister and I would go, what? We would not agree with that thought. We would push it away and say, no, we don't agree that there's a dumb and an intelligent. We are intelligent in our own right. We might be different in that I like maths more than Julie did, but that doesn't mean she was less intelligent than me. So that thought that a teacher started planting in our mind, we pushed aside and said, we are not going to take on that thought for ourselves. That is not how I think. That is not how we think. That is not how we are going to live. And we both, in our own right, have done, you know, amazing careers and done wonderful things with our life and with our family because we rejected that thought from a teacher that was quite influential. But we decided we weren't thinking like that. That's what I mean by capturing your thought. Because sometimes not your thoughts, someone's giving you those thoughts, but you've got to decide, am I going to think like that or am I not? You know, Padre Pio wrote, and I love Padre Pio, he wrote this, any mental picture of your life that focuses on past sins is a lie and comes from the enemy. Any mental picture of your life that focuses on past sins is a lie and comes from the enemy. Why? Because Jesus loves us, has loved us. He came down to earth and forgiven us for our past sins. It doesn't mean that we, you know, still don't sometimes regret that we did such and such, or I acted like a certain way, or I was mean. But if we've dealt with that, if we've said, Lord, I'm sorry about that, and if you haven't, well, maybe you need to. But if we have, then it's like you wipe the Jesus wipes the slate clean. I have a new blackboard, a new whiteboard, and I move into the future with a positive outlook about everything. So if those thoughts come to you and go, oh, look how you acted. Oh, look what you used to do. How could God use you? How could you be positive? How could you be a good mum? How could you be a good woman, you know, in your career and stuff? Don't listen to it, because that's the enemy. Because The tender love of our God will tell us, on the other hand, the mental picture of your life consists in what you can be, what you are going to be into the future, and that comes from our God. God's thoughts about us are amazing. For I know the thoughts I have toward you, thoughts of peace to give you hope and a future, in Jeremiah. In Matthew, a sparrow does not fall to the ground and I don't know about it. I know the number of hairs on your head because I care about you. Are you not more important than sparrows? God's trying to tell us we're important. 1 Peter 2:9, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. You are important. And in Ephesians 1, verse 4, just us as he chose us in him. Before the foundation of the world, we were predestined to be adopted as his sons and daughters. Predestined before all time, before we were created, God chose us to be his sons and his daughters and have all the inheritance that he gives to his children. God believes in us. He wants us to have good thoughts about ourselves because that's what he thinks about us. Our thoughts are important. How I do this is I read scripture. I read what God thinks about me. I read what, you know, we've been encouraged to be like. And then I remind myself in other ways. Around my house, I have things like this. You are beautiful inside and out. And I walk past this and I read it. I walk, go do laundry. I read it. I go hang out the washing. I walk past it again. I read it. And I've got to believe in myself. I make them up for myself. He calls me beautiful one. It's from the Song of Songs. It's a Song of Songs is a love story of God to his people. God's got this. God's got this. My life. I look at my life. I look at the virus at the moment in the world and I go, oh my goodness. But no, God has got this. I believe that God is going to work a way. He's going to turn good out of all of these things. So I'm encouraging you to decide, do you want those thoughts or not? Are those thoughts going to then become part of your behavior, part of who you are? Or are you going to reject them or are you going to accept them? Because it will either propel you or hinder you into who you are now and who you are meant to be. So let us pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear loving Father, we ask you to help us with our thoughts. Help us capture our thoughts and bring them under your throne, under your lordship, and work out, should I think like that or should I not think like that? Because you know, Lord, you know that it is us acting upon things too, that you can change us, but we need to also decide to change because you give us free will. Help us, Lord, in all of this so that you can help us not be hindered by our thoughts, but propel us into the great future that you have for us. Lord God, we ask you for those who maybe don't know you, that they give you a go, that they trust in you and say, well, work with me, God, with the thoughts that I have so that I can be more positive and more affirming to myself and to others. In this we pray. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit.